Hi, ich hoffe, dir geht es gut. Wie du ja vielleicht mitbekommen hast, nehmen die Zukunftsvisionen und Projekte in der EU durch das New European Bauhaus immer mehr Form an. Leuchttürme, die zum Beispiel für mehr nachhaltigen und modularen Wohnraum sorgen, intelligente Bausysteme etablieren, die im Einklang mit natürlichen Ressourcen stehen, aber auch eine neue Kultur des Miteinanders oder neue Bildungsformen hervorbringen. Mehr und mehr Initialzündungen ergeben sich vor allem durch die Zusammenschlüsse von den angedockten Initiativen in der gesamten EU, die aus dem Kreativsektor, aus Universitäten, aus Bürgerinitiativen, Architekturverbänden und sinnvollen Bewegungen entstehen. Die Stimme heute kommt von einem Kollegen, der wie wir mit der Sinnflut Teil des New European Bauhauses ist. Sein Thema: eine neue Form der Bildung unter dem Stichwort Erasmus Plus. Bildung für alle, vernetzte Systeme, Austausch innerhalb der EU für junge Menschen, um gemeinschaftlich an dem Gedanken des grenzenlosen Zusammenwirkens zu arbeiten. Ich freue mich sehr über diese erste europäische Stimme, die in diesem Jahr den Anfang macht, von noch vielen weiteren Stimmen, die aus dieser Ebene in der Sinnflut zu Wort kommen sollen. Ich wünsche dir viel Inspiration beim Zuhören und einen guten Start in die nächste Woche.
Hello, my name is Maarten Vermeer. I am the CEO of the Institute for Erasmus Peace Solutions. Our institute is an official partner to the new European Bauhaus. And the mission of our institute is to support the execution of and advocacy for the Erasmus project and Erasmus Peace projects. These projects we have developed ourselves. The purpose of these projects is to offer renewed, updated values and ideals of the historical Erasmus, the great humanist Desiderius Erasmus, after which the Erasmus Plus program has been named. The Erasmus project intends to do this for the European Union, to offer such renewed and updated values of the historical Erasmus as a new narrative and narrative framework for the EU. While the Erasmus Peace projects intend to do the same, but then for Europe and the world, for the entire international community. The main specific difference between the Erasmus project and the Erasmus Peace project is that inside the Erasmus project, the value of parliamentary democracy is explicitly stated, presented, and defended. How is this linked to the thinking of the historical Erasmus? It was the circle around Erasmus and Erasmus himself who were the first philosophers to spread and promote the idea of parliamentary democracy as the best political system for all states in Europe, where they were also thinking already about Europe as a dual state with a kind of supranational level above the European states existing peacefully together, working for crucial subjects and matters. In our Erasmus project, we explicitly propose practical advancement of parliamentary democracy inside the institutional framework of the EU by proposing a practical reform of the Spitzenkandidaten process, realizing a true parliamentary democratic system between European Parliament and the European Commission, also after the European elections for the European Parliament. Then we also actively promote the practice of continuous political contact between the European citizens and the MEPs and the MPs they are and feel represented by. Then as a third, we think it's also very important that the ministers, prime ministers, and the presidents inside the European Council and Council of the EU take their stance together in consultation with, before, during, and maybe after, their national parliaments, the parliaments of the EU member states. So also there, the full working of parliamentary democracy is very important. Then as a fourth element, we propose the construction, the creation of a House of European Democracy where the European Parliament, where national parliaments and regional parliaments can meet and build contacts. Also, European citizens can meet their MPs, their MEPs there. They can also visit a museum, an information center, where the real practical meaning of parliamentary democracy is explained, where also the history of parliamentary democracy in Europe is explained, how parliamentary democracy started with its first developments inside the Duchy of Brabant with the constitution named Joyous Entry. Brussels, the city of Brussels, was even one of the four capitals of this Duchy of Brabant. So we can show this first development of parliamentary democracy, their continuation throughout history till nowadays. So this is a clear element that is explicitly defended, promoted inside the Erasmus project, while a clear example of the Erasmus Peace Project is the Erasmus Peace Project for Renewed Economy. There we propose to incorporate inside the definition of the new economy social care, social inclusion, and sustainability, care for planet and climate action. These ideas are directly coming from the Rethinking Economics movement that already since the financial crisis of 2008, proposes the reform of economics education at all universities in Europe and the world. They are proposing such a reform of economics education, but also practice after graduation, of course, strengthening interdisciplinarity, strengthening critical thinking, bringing in more human sciences inside the study and practice of economics. So the Erasmus Peace Project for Renewed Economy was written together with the international staff of Rethinking Economics. And this was published together with all the Erasmus Peace Projects in January, March 2019. So from our side of both the Rethinking Economics movement, but also from the side of our Institute for Erasmus Peace Solutions that is supporting the execution of and advocacy for these Erasmus Peace Projects, among which the economic one. We are very, very pleased to see the developments and the further continuation and still continuous growth of the new European Bauhaus and the new European Bauhaus community and movement. This is going straight to our heart, and we are seeing clear implementation of ideas firstly promoted, presented by the Rethinking Economics movement, and also picked up in advocacy towards the EU institutions and the international community of the United Nations through the Erasmus Peace Projects and the Erasmus Peace Project for Renewed Economy. So from our side, we really would like to thank the European Commission and all NEB partners that have been strong partners, engaging partners so far, and will be strongly engaging partners for the near future and the months and years to come. Thank you.